Hey there, digital dwellers. Neverlane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life in the 21st century. You know, the one where our phones are practically extensions of ourselves and notifications are like little sirens constantly screaming for our attention. Yeah, that world. Today, we're diving headfirst into something super important. Building healthy relationships with technology. Now, I'm not here to preach about ditching your devices altogether because let's be real, they're pretty awesome tools. But ever feel like you're caught in a digital hamster wheel? You know that feeling when you scroll endlessly through social media only to realize you have no idea how much time has flown by. Or maybe you find yourself reaching for your phone even when you're supposed to be focusing on something else. We've all been there. That's why it's crucial to develop a healthy relationship with technology. It's about finding that sweet spot where tech enhances our lives without hijacking them. So, buckle up, because I am about to drop 5 key takeaways that will help you break free from the digital shackles and reclaim your focus. First things first, awareness is key. You gotta know how much time you're actually spending on your devices and where it goes. There are tons of apps that track this stuff, or even just a good old-fashioned notebook can work wonders. Once you have a clear picture of your tech habits, you can start making conscious decisions about how to use them more intentionally. Next up, set boundaries. Think of them as digital fences around your time and attention. Designate tech-free zones in your home or certain times during the day when you'll put your devices away completely. This could be during meals, before bed, or even just for 30 minutes every afternoon to recharge and reconnect with yourself. You'd be surprised how much difference a little digital detox can make. Speaking of boundaries, let's talk about notification management. Those little pings and buzzes are designed to grab your attention, but they don't always deserve it. Turn off non-essential notifications and prioritize the ones that truly matter. You can even schedule specific times to check emails or social media instead of constantly being pulled in by every notification. Remember, you're the boss of your inbox, not the other way around. Now, let's get real for a second. Technology is addictive, plain and simple. So, find healthy alternatives. When you find yourself reaching for your phone out of boredom or habit, try something else instead. Go for a walk, read a book, chat with a friend, or pick up a hobby you enjoy. The more you fill your time with engaging activities, the less tempting it becomes to mindlessly scroll through your feed. Lastly, and perhaps most importantly, cultivate mindfulness. This means paying attention to how technology makes you feel. Are you feeling stressed, anxious, or drained after spending time on your devices? If so, take a step back and reassess. Remember that tech is a tool, not a master. It's up to you to use it in a way that supports your well-being, not the other way around. Okay, let me tell you about my friend Sarah. She used to be glued to her phone 24/7. Checking Instagram while waiting for coffee, scrolling through TikTok during dinner with her family, you get the picture. One day, she realized she was missing out on real-life moments because she was too busy living in the digital world. So, she decided to set some boundaries. No phones at mealtimes, no social media before bed, and dedicated tech-free time for hobbies and connecting with friends in person. Guess what? Sarah felt a huge difference. She had more energy, less anxiety, and stronger relationships because she was actually present in the moment. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you build healthy relationships with technology. Remember, it's not about demonizing devices, but about using them consciously and intentionally. You're the one who gets to decide how tech fits into your life, not the other way around. Now go forth, my friends, and reclaim your digital sanity. Join me tomorrow for another dose of unfiltered wisdom as we continue to navigate this wild ride together. Don't forget to subscribe, share with a friend who needs a little tech detox, and let me know what you think in the comments.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.